African-American men and women in the armed forces, past and present, are being honored in a new mural at the Milwaukee County War Memorial downtown. It's the first work dedicated to African-American veterans in the War Memorial's 62-year history. Dozens of veterans, military families, and others gathered for the mural's unveiling Monday. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell has the story.
In honor of this momentous occasion, the unveiling of the African American mural.
The mural takes up an entire wall along one hallway on the fourth floor of the Milwaukee County War Memorial. The work celebrates Black people who served in the military as far back as the Revolutionary War and features dozens of images and photos. Several organizations collaborated to establish the mural. One of them was Great Lakes Dry Hooch, a nonprofit veterans organization where Otis Winstead is the executive director. Winstead says he's filled with pride seeing the faces of those who came before him. He says he hopes others who view it have a similar experience in the years to come.
It's about the future generations coming here and being able to see images of themselves. That's real important.
Winstead is a Vietnam veteran and recalls walking through the war memorial never seeing an image of other Black vets, like Crispus Attucks, who is pictured in the mural. Attucks was the first African American who died during the Revolutionary War.
We are stood on his shoulders, along with the Buffalo Soldiers, along with the Tuskegee Airmen, right? So the 668, which was a World War II all-Black Williams Battalion that was in charge of the mail. So yeah, it's prideful to be able to look at that.
Winstead says he hopes when people visit the war memorial and see the new mural, they'll understand the significant role African Americans have played in the armed forces. Many of the people who attended the mural's unveiling say the moment was long overdue, like George Hinton, the CEO of the Social Development Commission. Hinton is also a Vietnam veteran and comes from a family with generations of service in the U.S. military.
This is really a recognition for the folks who did contribute to serving our country, but also to show our community that we should stand tall because we are contributing to, this is our country. We put the blood online. We have bled for this country. So we have to not only show that, but also expect that our country recognizes that all the time.
Hinton says he looks at this moment as especially important for young people and hopes this will lead them to see military service as an option. The mural features an enlarged image of the U.S. Constitution as the backdrop to dozens of images of Black veterans. Crispus Attucks is the largest image in the center, surrounded by medium-sized photos of servicemen and women, some pictured in the field or on military bases. There are images and descriptions of the veterans from Wisconsin. They include figures like William A. Taylor, Marvin Pratt, Claiborne Benson III, and Marsha Anderson, who was the event's keynote speaker. Anderson is the first Black woman to become a major general in the U.S. Army Reserve. As people stopped to gaze at the mural, I caught up with Lisa Harmon and Mildred Yanton to gauge their reactions. They work with the Centers for Veterans Issues and both have relatives who have served. Here's Harmon.
I have a nephew that's serving right now in the Army, and to see this and for him to be able to experience this in 220, where it's been a long time since they've done it, but for them to finally do it is awesome. And I know he's going to be very proud, and all the veterans are very proud of this memorial here.
And Yanton called it an honor to be a part of this moment.
Without shedding tears, mm-hmm. It's emotional. You know, it's a step. You feel like the moon. You know, one great step, yes. One step for man. Whatever it is, however it's said. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yanton says now Black families can come to the War Memorial to learn their history and acknowledge Black veterans' service. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.